The last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn police. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever, 99 cents, plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A statewide emergency is in effect across several areas of California, leaving hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Dangerous winds have fanned flames near wine country for days.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a floor vote for Thursday to lay out impeachment inquiry rules. This after resisting a vote.
Nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president.
Dave Chappelle has been awarded the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy, considered the top honor in comedy.
A family celebration goes horribly wrong when explosives are used for a gender reveal. One person died.
Two women have been banned from all Major League Baseball games indefinitely after they flashed Astros pitcher Garrett Cole during Game 5.
Ronnie Foster of Pink Hill, North Carolina had a real good day. He was on his way to his final chemotherapy cancer treatment when he stopped by a mini mart and won $200,000 in the lottery.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Excuse me. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Squeak Week Farm Market Gift Basket. $60 gift basket. $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Squeak Week Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. Let's do this. 272-9228. Let me go to Doug Collins now, talking about the House vote on Thursday.
Congressman Doug Collins, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. Thursday, this is now expected to happen. What do you expect will come from it?
Here we are again in Washington, D.C., when we should be doing the people's business. And now we've had another change of heart by Speaker Pelosi, who's now decided that everything that they've been doing for the last 3 weeks was wrong. We've been telling them it's wrong. We've gave them plenty of notice that it was wrong and not fair to the American people or fair to the president. So now she's decided that the Republicans are really wrong, but we're going to vote to do something. We haven't seen the text yet. In fact, they had to write it all night last night. That shows you how desperate they are. So we'll see what happens on Thursday. This is a sham. This is something to simply cover their problems that they've had with this investigation all along, putting Adam Schiff in a closed room, leaking out stuff that he wants to leak out, and making it appear to be something it's not. We'll see the Republicans vote against this because, again, you can't fix what the craziness that they've done over the past 3 or 4 weeks to slam this president and do what they have been doing and now try to make it better. This is not a make it better. This is something that they've brought on themselves, and now they're just trying to fix it.
So it is your expectation that all Republicans will vote against it?
That is my hope, because this is, again, for those of us who've been dealing with this intimately for 10 months, they tried to bring it through Judiciary Committee. They tried to have public hearings. There was nothing there. Mueller showed that. They made all kinds of statements about the president that we proved to be false. So they said, well, this isn't working real well in Judiciary out in the public, so let's take it behind closed doors and only leak out what we want to leak out. Again, I have a problem with the way this is being handled, and when we brought this to their attention, it seems that they've caved in. But they've also took notice of the Senate that said, 50 senators who said, look, we don't want any part of this. Y'all been running a sham process over there. This is not the way we do it. So this is really a disservice to the American people. And Speaker Pelosi is admitting that they've been doing it wrong. So I wish she would just come out and say it.
Now, they need to be careful here, because if they come out and they give them the power to subpoena, they give a Trump legal representation in the meetings, and they have legal representation by agency of whoever is testifying to make sure they're not doing things that they shouldn't be doing. That's a big deal, by the way, particularly for some of these State Department folks. But if they give them all of those things, they need to be careful, because those are the same ground rules that Newt Gingrich gave Clinton and the folks, and he did it on a bipartisan basis. I don't think that is going to be what's going to happen, but if it does, they need to be ready for it. By the way, the Fox is moving the story that the guy, the lieutenant colonel, was on the line for the Ukraine call. Now, we'll see if that holds up when they start interviewing other people and they ask them the question, because the rule is they can't say what the person said, but they can say if somebody didn't say something. They can do it in the negative. So that will be interesting to see how that happens. I think it will come out in the interviews that we'll have tonight. Also, the Conan is the name of the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog is recovered.
The beautiful dog, the talented dog.
I'm telling you, Trump needs to get the dog to the White House and pin a medal on the dog. It will be the photo of the year. He can't go wrong.
I think it'll work for him.
I'm telling you, I would be sitting in Mike Deaver's office like right now saying,
We need that dog.
We need that dog. We need the dog here.
Can we get the president to call it a beautiful, talented dog again? What a good boy.
And do it out in the Rose Garden, or do it in the East Room. Do that in a second with all these military people around. That'd be great. Or the family members of the military people. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to David. Hey, David. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you very much. And, now, I just heard you talking about this process, and it's a sham, right?
Well, I wasn't saying that. Doug Collins was.
Well, the point I'm making is that when 20 people end up going to jail because subpoenas are being given out, is it still a sham?
Who's going to send them to jail?
Well, don't ask me to try to give you proper reasoning about what I see as like the worst mindset I've ever seen in the history of the Congress and the judiciary and the House. I mean, but evidently subpoenas are given out and people's going to be going to jail, right? I mean, that's the way we're supposed to be thinking. If they don't tell the truth, if they don't cooperate, they're going to jail, right? But it's a sham.
Well, first of all, are you saying that they will go to jail?
Well, I'm just saying if this thing is legitimate and people go to jail, I'm okay with it. If somebody's done something wrong, but if this whole process is a sham, then what's going to become of it? I mean, what are you saying, that even though this thing is fake and it's a sham and they're doing it wrong, that when people go to jail, if they go to jail, you can't make sense out of this thing. So we're asking they're asking the American public to sit here and make something make sense that don't make no sense.
Okay, I'm not sure what side of the coin you're arguing here, but it's
well, it is that you know, I mean, even if it goes all the way through, whatever, we get to the end of this thing, are you telling me the Senate is going to vote for impeachment?
I think if the Senate had evidence that is an impeachable offense, I think they would. But I don't think they're going to come up with that evidence.
Well, is not the evidence tainted?
Well, we don't know what the evidence is because we haven't seen the evidence, which is part of the problem.
Isn't that go to the problem that it's a sham? So why are we continuing this? There ought to be something somewhere to say, no, you can't go any further because people's lives are on the line here. And we don't want people to go to jail unless the process that we use is honest and true. And listen, I appreciate your show. I'm trying to make sense out of what they're doing, not what you're saying.
Yeah, and let me just kind of back up. There, what Nancy Pelosi, because of the way the rules of the House are set up, she has awesome power being the Speaker of the House. And to me, she's misappropriating that power, and I think the American public is kind of catching on to that. That's why she's doing the vote on Thursday. We don't know what the vote... Just hang on. We don't know what the vote's going to be. They say they're going to come up with something today. We'll outline what the resolution is going to be, and then the House will vote on it, and then they've got power to do that.
Okay, they got power to change the rules without any regard for honesty or integrity.
Well, it is the Congress.
Yeah, it is Congress, so that's kind of oxymoron.
So, I don't know. How long is this going to go on? I mean, is it just going to go
until the public is tired of it? Until the public is tired of it?
Well, it appears to me that this thing is going to go to the election.
Well, I think it would be a mistake on the Democrats' part if it did. But if it did, then the public is to vote on it. The public will have their voice be heard in a vote.
Well, the Senate is dominated by Republicans, right?
Correct.
So you're saying...
It's not dominated. It has a majority, but go ahead.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you're telling me to expect that there will be some Republicans that will be fooled by this sham, and they will vote for impeachment?
Did I say that?
Well, not specifically.
No, I didn't say that generally.
David,
what I said was if they have evidence that their high crimes and misdemeanors were done, I believe the integrity of the Republicans would vote for it. But I don't think they're going to come up with that.
Well, did the FISA court have evidence to give all the approval to everything that was going on there? No.
Well, they were lied to by the evidence, in my humble opinion.
Okay, well, how do you know that they're not continuing to be lied on and that the evidence, the so-called evidence that you're wanting to find, is not, quote, trumped up?
Well, first of all, we're going to get the IG report that's going to talk about that very subject. And I think, to me, it'll be crystal clear of what happened with that.
Okay, so then you're saying everything's going to come to a complete halt, right?
Did I say that?
Well, I mean, I'm looking down the road. I mean, what's it going to come to? I mean, it is...
Okay, well, let me answer your question.
Let
me answer your question this way, is that I think the FISA report will be very clear of what happened. I think Horowitz will do a very good job with that. It's not going to be a slam dunk, but I think it's going to be a very detailed report. I think from that, Congress will take up the FISA court legislatively and make the changes that they feel are necessary to bring the integrity back to the FISA court.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Whew. So, Dan, you didn't answer the question. Are people going to go to jail?
Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
Wayne, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, and I hope you are, too.
I am doing great. Where did I see your crew? Oh, I know where I saw them. They're over on Zelda Plaza.
Yeah,
Place Shopping Center, and man, they were doing a bang up job there.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. I'm glad every time you see them, they're busy. That's good news.
Yeah, that is very good news. Except for that one time. No.
Hey, there's always that one time, isn't
there? Of course.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I'm about ready for the fullness of time.
Me too.
Not literally speaking.
But my gosh. I mean, for these results, and that guy you were just talking with, I'm about 99.5% sure. He's the shadow on another station, and you can probably understand that moniker. Kind of hard to understand, but Dan, this stuff just keeps coming out and keeps coming out, and certainly the folks that are in the mindset that I am are just chafing at the bit, waiting for the hammer to drop, and it just seems like there's a latch there that nobody can pull to let that hammer drop. It keeps seeming like we're close and we're close and we're close, but we don't seem to ever get to that point. What's your take on that?
I think what happens is the situation gets worse and worse and worse and bigger and bigger and bigger.
And the bigger it gets, the better it is for which side?
The bigger it gets, the more people that are involved, and the higher up it goes, the higher and wider it goes.
I got you. And is that going to be good for the Dems or the Trumpers?
I think it's going to be. Here's my take. At the end of this thing, I think what you're going to do is you're going to have Donald Trump vindicated. You're going to have the Democrats look really, really bad. You're going to have a hierarchy in DOJ, intel community, that basically did some things that make Richard Nixon look like a choir boy.
Well, they've already done some of that. So.
Well, and again, the thing that is not, that has to get done, is the press has got to say, you know what, you're right, this is bad, these are bad people, they broke laws, they broke rules, and they start getting upset. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to see that day, but if the more apparent it is, if it's really apparent to the public and the press does not see it that way, I think the backlash against the media will be enormous.
And if this goes through and it finishes like you were just saying, it would seem to me that any crying and whining about a second term for Trump will just be met with very little.
I think that what will happen is, because if you look at who these players are and what these people have said, They keep going to impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And the whole point of all the things that were being done was to try to stop Trump. And all they're doing is they're carrying that on. I think the people that have yelled for impeachment, the people who did the stuff as far as Kavanaugh and things like that, it's all been obstruction. And people, I think the public's going to say, what in the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing it? I think even, and here's where they're messing up. There's a libertarian strain within the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. that they're going to see this and they're going to go, see, you guys are such big government people. We like you helping folks. But then when you take government and you're using it as a weapon, then that scares me to death. Civil libertarians that are like Dershowitz, that are Democrats, they are going to go crazy over this.
That should scare even your layperson out here listening and trying to make sense out of it.
Yeah, well, there's one Democrat, I won't mention a name, but that's very much a civil libertarian who's very upset about the possibilities of this happening.
Right. Well, it's cause for concern for anybody. But especially those who believe they're being wronged, and I certainly believe that Trump and his supporters are being wronged left and right. So,
well, and you gotta remember, you're talking about something. When we locked up an attorney general and you had a vice president that resigned in shame. That took a lot to get those two pieces of that puzzle there. You're talking about conceivably the director of the FBI, the director of the CIA, the director of national intelligence. You're talking about a associate attorney general, a deputy attorney general. You're talking about chief of staff of DOJ. You're talking about the number four level of DOJ. You're talking big, the head of counterintelligence. You're talking big, big positions here. And for you to do something with those guys, you got to have it right.
Better have it on the nose, no doubt.
There you go.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Great show, Dan. Thanks for your insight, and just keep on trucking, guys.
You got it, buddy. You have a great day. Let me go to a break. Lee, coming back to you right after this.
To be the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go back to the phones here. Interesting calls today. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
I'm very good. And you? Or we're very good. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm dry right now, so that's good.
There you go.
The rain hadn't started yet. What time to? No, but all this back and forth and all these goings on, I mean, I just want to get your thoughts, Dan. I mean, I know that you're not the guru of all things political, but you are an extremely intelligent man and with a lot of insight. What will it take to purge? And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans, you know, the ones that are always embattled or don't seem to have the, you know, primary American ideals in place, what's it going to take to purge these people out? Because obviously the last administration was weaponized. Donald Trump was electable because of the way that conservative Republicans have been treated. I mean, it's just one thing building on another, and you don't see any break in sight. You know, it's so hard to turn on the TV and check the news nowadays, no matter what party you're in or what quote-unquote side you're on. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head with libertarians. I think a lot of people are going to start becoming libertarians because they're tired of this nonstop just war. It's so obvious, and so it neglects the voter, you know, with the flyover states, the deplorables, whatever. You know, we're just all pawns in whatever struggle that it seems like the two parties have concocted. And, you know, it's frustrating to beyond. It's hard to even fathom that there's a stopping point.
Let me ask you a question here. Give me an example of a Republican that is saying something that you think is kind of against your viewpoint that's out there.
Well, I mean, when we were trying to, as a party, you know, come to a point with health care, and, you know, of course, John McCain has passed away now, but, you know, he walks into the Senate and he turns thumbs down. There's no discussion or debate or just, you know, any reason why he was going to turn it down. He just walks in with this dramatic gesture, you know. So things like that where there's no discourse or when you can't get both sides to discuss, you know, the deficit. You know, that's in the country's best interest, no matter who you are. You know, I don't understand why there's not.
Well, interestingly enough, a lot of those people that fell within that category, which I would put Corker, I would put Flake, I put John McCain, I put those people in that category, and notice where they are now. They're not senators.
Right.
And there's a reason
point.
They're senators. They're not senators. I mean, Flake was so disdained in Arizona, he could not run for re-election in his own state. Corker, same way.
Definitely meeting justice. But
yeah.
Do you think that term limits is part of this problem, you know, part of what would solve the problem?
You don't like what I'm about to say, but I think that the electing senators by popular vote and getting it away from the House and Senate of each state legislatures, I think that is kind of the beginning of the problem. I think what happened is senators became nationalized, and it was a platform, thank you, JFK, for running for office. And it, so that's kind of what they do. And look at how many senators are running as Democrats for President of the United States. Was it five?
Yeah.
Right. So just part of the political
and let me tell you,
factory.
The other thing that happens in this is there was a very big purge that happened. There was a big purge that happened in 2010 with the Tea Party movement in response to Obama and, you know, you've taxed us enough already. And then there was another purge that happened in 2016 when Trump came into the presidency, and they tried to do everything they could to stop him. Think about the members of Congress, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan wasn't a never-Trumper, but he certainly wasn't a Trumper. He kind of got on board when he realized he needed, but look where Paul Ryan is now. He ain't a congressman anymore. So many of these people just got wiped out because they were fighting the president and what he wanted to do. The president's got, to me, the public behind him. And you get this IG report and the Durham report, and you get that out there of what he's been fighting against and why he's been fighting against these people, I think the American public's going to go, you know, we're not letting these guys be in charge anymore, and we want more people like Lindsey Graham who have seen the light and have become pro-Trump people and are willing to carry the water with them.
Well, and Lee, I'll suggest to you, there is a strain of thought out there that's more conservative libertarian that is, it doesn't make anybody happy because it's not a good prediction. But essentially the idea is that as much as Trump will try, and they believe he's trying it in good faith, the swamp won't be drained, deficits and debts won't come down. A lot of the things we need to do to get our house in order in the long term won't happen. So at some point, there'll be a reckoning, and we'll have to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, the best way to solve
it.
the best way to solve a budget problem is to have a budget problem.
Right.
And that's what happened with when Reagan was there.
Right. Well, do you think at any point if that same reckoning is coming with the Democrats so that the radicals are pushed out, you know, the Ocasio-Cortezes and
I think it'll get worse. If I'm being honest, I think it'll get worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, Joey. It's just, I mean, literally, when you get to the point where when you hear about the news or you talk about your president or your government, I mean, you literally just cringe. I hate even hearing somebody bring it up. It's just gotten, I hope all this comes out. You know, I'm not saying Trump's a saint. I'm not saying he's the best president that ever lived. You know, he could definitely be more presidential at times, but, you know, when you're constantly the target of, you know, what he's been a target of, I understand that there's going to be some release there for a guy like him who's always been an alpha and always been able to voice his opinion in the room without anything like that. But you just almost wish it was silent while we wipe the table, you know? I don't know.
And if you can get all this out and you can stop the attack of Donald Trump, then I think you've resolved a lot of problems. But I think that even if you go in, you find out the intel community, what they did, and you find out all these bad actors, I think there are going to be still people out there who are going to try to stop Trump, like the anonymous guy that's writing the book. I think that those people will always be out there.
Now, the hatred is too real. That's not going to go away.
Yeah, it's tribalism.
Right.
It's one philosophy against another.
You're right. Well, thanks for the insight, Joey, Dan. I appreciate the show always, Dan, and always appreciate your wisdom.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate your telephone call and our conversation. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A member of President Trump's National Security Council, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, is telling House committees looking into impeachment that he was on the president's call with Ukraine's president in July and expressed concern to his superiors about the request to have Joe Biden investigated.
The president tweeting in response, supposedly according to the corrupt media, the Ukraine call concerned today's never-Trumper witness. Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible.
That's Fox's John Decker. A ban on nearly all abortions is blocked in Alabama.
A federal judge issued an injunction as the ACLU is suing the state over the legislation. The law would impose a 10 years to life prison sentence on physicians who perform the abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. The law would have been enacted next month and is part of a conservative push in many states to force the U.S. Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade.
That's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A series of disturbances will keep us wet at times from now through Halloween. For today and tonight, scattered showers likely, high temperature in the middle 70s, low tonight 68. Tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday. A strong cold front moves through on Thursday night, becoming much cooler behind the front on Friday. Windy with a high around 63, upper 30s Friday night. A cool weekend ahead with cold nights. Pretty appropriate for the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Andy? Yeah. Mick? Okay. All right, fellas. Let's go! 272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. Is it still raining out there? A little weather thing didn't say this. I got two different amens from people on...
I just thought of something. I mentioned a little bit earlier. I want to see what you think, Dan, based on Lee's call. I think one of the number one things we've lost is there isn't a common forum. Like, occasionally you have, what, three presidential debates that are very structured or whatnot. But I wish, and this is actually, if it comes to this, if there's an impeachment trial in the Senate, I think it may be good for the country in this respect of seeing all those folks in the same room having to make arguments to one another where everybody can decide in the moment. I think we too often go to our own little information silos, whether it's radio or news, like cable news or whatnot, or newspapers. People go to the forum where they know they're not going to get punched. They're not going to lose an argument. They can just say something. And I think we've lost where senators actually go to the Senate floor, House members actually go to the floor, and they have debates. And there's high stakes. And I think it's good for the folks to see arguments and see whether or not somebody can make the argument in the face of somebody who has an opposite position.
Well, that was the whole concept of what is called a colloquy.
Yeah.
And in the Senate or the House is that you're making a persuasive argument to get someone to change their vote towards you,
right,
versus the tribalism that we have. And again, if the person you're talking to is taking money from, you know, NRA, UAW, whatever, then they become kind of a clone of that. When you got back to the states making the decision in their House and Senate,
right,
most people do not know that that even existed.
Well, and I just think it's terrible for the people watching, the voters watching, that they can't actually watch it at the same time, at the same forum. The fact that you can go for years and not ever hear what a Republican thinks or what some Democrats think is remarkable to me. And it's not healthy that you don't ever have this collision and then synthesis out of it.
Well, and what happened is you had the art of persuasion, and particularly in the Senate floor, because the person wasn't representing NRA or UAW or Boy Scouts or whoever.
Right.
They were representing their state, and they were arguing because they wanted to keep their job.
Yeah.
Because their state House or Senate, they thought they were working against them, would take them out and put somebody else in there.
I agree with you about the direct popular election of senators. That's when things started
just
to go
changed everything. Let's go to AJ. AJ, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm great, AJ, and you?
And how you doing again, Joey?
I'm very good.
Oh, this is AJ. Long time no talk to, buddy.
Well, I talked to old Joey last week, and I called Joey the week before. But then I was telling Joe, I just started to tune in because I can't get you in the shop where I'm at, all these radars around me out here. Okay, and you ain't gonna bump 89.1 Faith Radio, Dan. You good? You ain't bumping Faith Radio, brother. I'm sorry. Gotta get that word, man.
But
anyway, I was listening to you when you were talking. I think it was Lee about some of the rhinos. That's what they basically were, Dan, that you were calling out. And Dan, do you know that even the big shows, Dan, I'm talking about the Rushes and the big dogs out there, the Mark Levine and all these guys, even they've taken their eye off the radar, Dan. They are still, and I got them on my desktop, so I can't forget these clowns, even though it ain't going to matter, because if you go vote straight ticket, these rhinos are still sitting up there. There are still 24 senators, Dan, and Joey can pull it up, that are sitting on the Senate side that voted, Dan, for that transgender recruitment and reassignment crap a year and a half ago. If it was not for General Kelly that was there, Dan, and Donald Trump to curtail that crap and put it on hold, brother, we would have been, the armed forces, every branch would have had to go out there and actively recruit transgender, Dan. And I thought it was just $100,000 per pop on the operations from male to female and vice versa, Dan. It's about $131,000 per pop. And that's not including their hormone shots after they leave the service. But you got 24 sitting senators on the Republican side, Dan, that are still up there. So every time there's a vote that's reasonable, that makes sense, that's good for this nation, I bite my tongue because they're still sitting there. I don't know how anybody in their right mind, Dan and Joy, in their right mind could vote to go recruit a person that is freaking confused whether they're a boy or a girl. They wake up on Monday and they're a male, and on Tuesday they become a female. There's something obviously wrong with your mind. Okay? But listen to what I'm saying, Dan. They voted yes. 24 Republican senators voted yes for that crap. If General Kelly and President Trump wouldn't have put a stop to that madness, you think the military is hurting now with the people that are active service getting these operations? Man, we would have been in a real hurt. I got a son that's retired Air Force, Dan. He's stationed there, okay? I'm not going to even see his face. But he's stationed at a base where he can look out his window and see the building where they go in there and request the sex change. Let me tell you what he told me months ago, Dan. Sir, brother, listen to me. He said, Dad, they're going in there like bees to honey. And these are the ones that are already active duty. He said, Dad, they're going in this building like bees to honey. He sees it every day. And you're talking about me, you, and Joe, and everybody that works for a living. We're going to end up paying for that madness. And Dan, you ended that last statement well with Mr. Lee. When you said philosophy, Joe, remember me saying that, you heard me say this before too, Dan. Listen to me. If you are for murdering a baby, if you're for socialism, okay? If you are for two dudes and two females getting married, if you are for throwing God out the picture in anything we do, huh? If that's your philosophy, you are an enemy not just to God, but you're an enemy to your own nation. Now, what I think Lee asked you about the tenure. Man, Joey, when you got people sitting up there, man, for 20, 30, 40, in some cases, 50 years, man, in the Senate and the Congress, brother. This is in the Bible, so I'm going to say it, Dan. How in the hell are you going to get something done that way? You can't. I mean, they have become professional check collectors. That's what they are now. You, me, Joe, and 90% of your listening audience work for a living. They don't have a clue, Dan, about what work is. They can't even probably spell it, and it's only four letters, man. Because they ain't had to work. And bro, if I knew what I said this before. If I knew what I knew now, 20 years ago when I retired, brother, I would have became a politician. But you know what? It would have been hard for me to do. Because I can tell a white lie every now and then, but to lie every day. Yep. That's part of the job performance, is to lie every day to the American people. And all they do is take turns, Dan. Every 4 years, okay, let's screw the American people again. All right, 4 years, okay, let's screw them again. And they just take turns, and like I told Joe and Mark last week, then they go drink their appletinis and think it's a joke. When you got American people that are working their butts off, trying to put food on the table and pay the rent and pay the mortgage. 20, 30, 40 years. Man, that is two freaking retirements for me in the Army, man. 40 years? You're Shelby, you're Nancy Pelosi, owner of the dinosaur, and you're still up there talking about I'm trying to fix problems. What? And that's why we're in this mess. If they were graded on job performance, Dan, Common Core couldn't even grade it. And you know, Common Core, anything goes.
AJ, I appreciate the telephone call. I got to go to a break. Good talking to you again. Just on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Jason. And you?
I'm doing all right, man. I can't complain. Hey, I just wanted to call in and kind of take part in the conversation. Even going back to when Joy was talking about not having a public forum and basically not having politicians that want to talk about stuff like in an open forum and to challenge each other. Or going to AJ talking about people being in the Senate or politicians being in the Senate for 20, 30, 40 years or all the lies they tell. The common denominator of all of that is the voter. And the fact of the matter is, it's easy to point fingers at politicians, say how horrible they are, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why Shelby has been able to be our senator in this state for over 30 years, I think, at this point, is because he runs unopposed. That's because his party didn't put up any other candidates, and everybody just keeps voting for him. And so I think the politicians deserve criticism because most of the time they're cowards. But I think as voters, we have to own the people we vote for, and we have to own some of that. And so everybody walks around with a supercomputer in their pocket. They can pull out, they can fact check, they can study, they can read, they can look at anything they want to look at. But they spend more time on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all this other foolishness. And then they let the politicians tell them what to think. And then they say, okay, cool. And they, on election day, they go vote for the same clown they've been voting for. And then they complain for 364 days until election comes. And they say, well, it's better than a Republican or it's better than a Democrat. And you're like, but you've been standing there a scumbag. So I think they're all valid reasons to not trust politicians. But we got to look in the mirror and like realize we keep putting them in office. So, like, we got to own some of that. We can't just push that off on them and pretend like, but for the politician, everything will be lovely. No, I mean, we got the same people voting over and over again for the same people. So, I just think we got to look in the mirror a little bit. That's all. I want to add to the conversation.
No, that's cool, and that's why I said the someone asked me, when did it go wrong? And when we moved away from the state senate and house selecting senators, that's what happened.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
It became more about direct democracy. Say, for instance, with senators, it used to be the legislatures of the different states would pick the senators. And I think the more we become, like, everything becomes a public opinion poll, it makes matters worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, harder, you can go to C-SPAN.
It's harder to own a senator if you're not paying the senator and you have state representatives and senators who are selecting those senators.
Yeah, and I think you also have to think about the amount of money that goes into elections, even local elections.
Yeah.
It's harder to because you need so much money and you got so many big donors, whether they're from PACs or individuals, there's no way you can convince me that if somebody can give $2 million to your campaign, that they're not going to have that they're not going to have more pool than somebody who can only give $5 million. And so, you know, some of that, like in Britain, They have a limitation on how much money that can be used by a politician for a campaign, and a certain window. Like, it's much abbreviated compared to what we have here. But I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just saying we got to talk about the stuff, like the bad behavior we're seeing in the open. Like, they don't even shy away from it. Like, everybody knows George Soros and the Koch brothers and all. We know what they're doing. They're using all their wealth to influence politicians to do what they want. We know it. And so little old guy calling from Alabama ain't gonna make a difference when some guy's giving him $10 million. Like, it's just not gonna work. So I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the telephone call. Let me go to Elena. Elena, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Elena.
This is first time call. I've just picked y'all up. My job has allowed me to listen now when I couldn't before because I was not in a vehicle or near radio, so it's nice that I get to hear. And
Elena, before you go any further here, so you're a first-time caller. We're gonna put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket.
Oh, cool. I haven't been there, but I've heard all the good stuff. So
give me your month and day of birth.
9/22.
Just had a birthday last month. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mother of four.
I'll keep you busy.
From ages 10 to 1. So, yeah, I'm busy. I work in child care. Been in child care over 18 years now. So.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm busy. Busy, busy.
You obviously like children.
I do.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
This year would be my first year actually listening. Actually, I mean, I've known about your show, but this year I've actually, like I said, had the opportunity to get to actually listen to you.
That is outstanding.
So, yeah, it's I enjoy it. It's my day break. I always get important information, and I enjoy a lot of the topics you talk about, and some of the callers, some more than others.
Yeah. Well, you can take that one to the bank for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you listening. Now, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just, with what AJ, he called in and he was fired up, and it caused me to want to call in and just say that, like, those kind of people that really, you know, pay attention more so than not. I mean, I have a lot of young millennials, which I'm considered, but I'm really not. Some of the things that they say that I hear is just, they're just on the mainstream, and it's just all they believe, and it's like the Holy Bible, and they don't realize that you've got to get your information from multiple sources, and they don't. It's just not seen. A lot of the youth now, it's like it starts in the schools when we took God out and let it become taken over by what was we don't want to offend anybody. We are the nation of offended now, unfortunately, and they're so offended by everything that, I mean, they're critiquing history to not offend anybody. But then you don't, the reason we have what we have and we learn from it is because of the offense. So I just, I really like AJ, and he was fired up, and it caused me to be fired up. And of course, I'm a mother, so, you know, I worry for my children, to be honest with you. I really do. I vote in the thought of what's going to happen, not even now, but for when my children are old enough. So.
There you go. That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, I take them to the poll and show them. Even my one-year-old has gone to local polling to see, because I want them to realize that this is an honor and this is a duty that we owe to, you know, our nation, to each other. So.
And I bet you loved the Trump tax cut, didn't you? With the child care?
Yes.
That was big for you, girl.
Yeah, it was. It's you know, again, educators are the forgotten as well. So, you know, and we're the ones that are the front line, because I'm in preschool. So this is before they even get to school. And, I mean, you send them off and they come back little people, you know, and it's you don't know.
So you're a like a 4K teacher?
I'm actually the director. I've actually stepped out of the classroom to actually help run a center. So I've moved up the ranks from baby room all the way up to pre-K. So.
Okay, let me ask you this. When in your position that you're sitting in, you look at the teachers that are there now, how would you survey the teachers on their knowledge politically and their understanding of government?
Well, I mean, we have all these lovely degrees that they get. I will tell you, I have a lot come in that have these wonderful degrees on paper.
Right.
But when you actually hold a conversation, it's kind of scary, because there's not a whole lot of knowledge further than, you know, who the president is and who the vice president is. And these are the ones that you that are looking for jobs to educate children. And it's like, you have to first be educated and always learning to educate children, because times are changing, and I understand that. But, I mean, I think a lot of the ways of the past of when I was a child, honestly, and my father was really big on, you know, if you don't believe it or if it, you know, you want to know more, look for yourself. And, I mean, I had encyclopedias, and we would look up different things, and, you know, you ask questions, and I don't think a lot of people are asking questions with that at their fingertips. They just kind of Google everything. And it drives me crazy. The Google generation is what I pretty much call them, because if they don't know how to spell something, say something, add something, do something, they Google it. And it's a great resource, but it's a tool. It's not a way of life. And unfortunately,
Elena, I want to continue our conversation. Can I hold you over through the break and come back to you?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to be back with Elena after a